Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Carver High and I are in Vegas. And what would a trip to Vegas be for a fight without Freddie Roach on the bench? Back again with rock star status, Carver High. Tell everybody what it's like to have rock star status on the bench.
Everything you could ever possibly want, you get.
You get it all. Parking, free drinks, free food, free booze, free hookers. It's all happening, Freddie. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. And you?
I'm doing good and getting better by the minute. No better way to start my show in Vegas this week than to have you on immediately out of the gates.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Freddie. So I was watching the, I don't know what the hell it was, the FS1 thing they're rolling in the MGM. Have you seen it? The video?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Did you like it?
It's okay.
You could care less because you've done 5 million of them.
Not that many yet, but...
So you you're so serious about training and about Manny and about the fight that all that other nonsense is just, like, residual. It's just, like, pain-in-the-ass type stuff.
Yeah, it just, you know, like when he opens his mouth, it just... He's just painting the ass stuff, comes out.
So you don't like all the TV stuff and them following you with cameras and everything like that? Or do you find it advantageous for, like, the wild card? Is that good for you?
It's good for the wild card, and it's good for the fighters and so forth. And, you know, Pacquiao is a big name right out there, and he's 40 years old now. And everyone's, like... thinking that, like, he's going to have a funeral after the fight, but that's not going to happen.
I know that. I know that. So, Carver High, tell him what I'm doing in this fight.
You like Manny, and you think that Manny's got the experience. You think that Manny can get it done. You've been saying it all week.
He's dangerous. He's just...
Pacquiao is still a good fighter. 40 years old. I don't care. His work ethic is unbelievable. He trains hard every day, and he's just working his ass off for this fight.
Do you believe... That Manny Pacquiao is better at 40 than Tom Brady is at 41 as the skipper of the Compatriots?
Well, you know, the Patriots are a good team, yes, but the thing is, Manny's way over him.
Manny would destroy Tom Brady in a fist fight, a knuckle fist fight.
Let's go with the bare knuckle.
Did you see when I he was walking into the whatever you want to call it? What was it called again? The Christian meeting? What was it?
A Bible study.
Is that what he was really? He was going to a Bible study?
Yes.
But he gave me knuckles, and I gave him a light tap because I didn't want to damage the fists. As you know, Freddie, my strength is astronomical in my hands. You know how fast and dangerous my hands are.
I've heard that, yes.
Well, you've already seen it.
Yeah.
You've seen it through the years, my excellence and quickness and ability to miss punches thrown at my face. A lot of people trying to kill me.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
So I got to ask you, Freddie, you know, you've been on my show for like 2 decades now. You knew that, right?
No.
Well, you have. And the funny thing is that... people thought that you and I would both be dead by now. I just wanted to say that. How do you feel about the fact that you and I are still alive doing this?
I'm really happy about it. I'm, you know, 59. I didn't think I would make it this far, but I'm happy to be here, though.
I'm 54, and he's, how old are you now, 30?
I'll be 39.
39 on the day before my birthday, which is
correct.
A celebration of
July
your birthday.
28th, yeah.
So his birthday's on July 28th. Mine is on the 29th. And when is your birthday, Freddie?
March 5.
Okay. So 59 years old. Now, you look better now, I think, than you did. And I mean this sincerely. I'm totally honest when I tell you this.
Yep.
I think you look better now than you did, let's say, I'm going to give you 7 years ago. Fair enough. What have you been doing differently?
I agree.
Is it aqua velva? Is it like, are you using baby powder on your onions? Are you using baby wipes instead of toilet paper? What is it, Freddie, that you've done to manipulate time?
Well, I think it's the hair gel.
It is. And what are you using? Are you using Got to Be Glued? What do you got going, Freddie? Are you using Men's Crew?
I know where to buy it in the store, but I don't know the name of it.
I think it's Crew. It smells good. That stuff's fantastic.
But you know what? I'm flying the other day, and the airline lady took my stuff away. I said, what are you doing?
Oh, because it was bigger than 3 ounces.
I said, come on, give me a break. It's hairspray.
And they wouldn't let you have it.
Nope.
No.
See ya.
Same thing with my weed. I had, you know, the same.
3 ounces.
I mean, the same thing. I had an ounce. I said, it's under 3 ounces. And they still took my chronic. I couldn't believe it. So when I got here to Las Vegas, I went down the street to the dispensary and got me some new goods, some durables for the weekend. Or as Carver High likes to say, don't forget to pick up your edibles. And I thought he meant pizza, but apparently not. So let me ask you, Freddie, you've been through a lot with your health, but you look better now than you did 7 to 10 years ago. Has there been any advancements in what you've had to deal with your health with the Parkinson's?
No, new doctor and same medication though, and just.
So what happened to the old doctor? Did you have him killed or anything?
No, he retired.
Oh, he retired.
Yeah.
And did he turn you on to the new doctor or give you a recommendation? Or
yeah,
did you?
A guy from Harvard.
A Harvard guy. Yeah. Oh wait, we have a Harvard guy on too. Horror.
We got a couple of them.
We got your boy Horrible.
Yeah.
He's a Harvard guy, too. Those guys are liars and thieves, and they make more money than all of us.
They talk over my head a little bit. I don't understand everything.
They're up from a different planet. So now when I'm seeing you in the gym, in the wild card, training Manny, I mean, you still look incredible taking those shots. Like, you got the padding on and everything. Are you surprised that you still do that every day, or that doesn't faze you at all?
You know, I gave it up for a little while, but then I realized that I was taking away
from the fighters.
Yeah, from the fighters, especially Pacquiao, because he loves it. He loves to let go on that pad, and so I brought it back into play, and it's there forever now because.
And what has that done to you physically?
Well,
anything at all?
Sometimes I go home peeing blood, but you know. Sometimes, but not all the time.
All right, so now going into this fight, we all know that they're, you know, the same old stuff. Guys are talking smack, and they're, you know, I'm going to knock him out, and he's going to go to sleep, and he's going to be, it's a funeral, and all this other nonsense. I don't buy into all that. How dangerous is he, Manny, now, as opposed to 10 years ago when you were training him? And how have you maintained this relationship with him this long?
He's just as dangerous, and you know, the thing is, his work ethic is really good. But the thing what we did, you know, sometimes we would take, a couple hours rest. But we found that in his recuperation, he needed a longer time. So we gave him a whole day off in between. So some days we're on a four-day week, and some days a five-day week. And very seldom a six-day week like we used to do every day. So it works really better for him, and he recovers much quicker and responds much quicker.
So what is, how long is your sessions where it's taken a toll on him, and you felt like the smart thing to do would be to erase two of those days?
Yeah, his running in the morning is like an hour and a half.
Right.
And then the gym workout is about 4 hours.
And then in the 4 hours, what type of handwork are you doing with him actually throwing?
We do 12 rounds of mitts, and then he goes in the heavy bags, speed bags. And this is nonstop. There's no rest period. There's no delay. It's right through. Every exercise, one after the other.
Four straight hours?
Yes.
No rest?
Nope.
So on that video I was watching, he had the sparring kid, the young kid. What's his name?
A.B. Lopez.
Right. So he was giving him all kinds of advice and wisdom and insight.
Yeah, AB, I delivered him some tapes of our opponent. And I said, watch these, study these, and let Manny know what you come up with in these. So when Manny, when he talks to Manny, then Manny talks to me, and it works out pretty well. He's trying to help. He's trying to be a really good guy, and he's trying to do his work that I told him to do. He studied this guy well. He knows him very well.
All right, when we come back, we'll ask more about Keith Thurman and what Manny expects out of one time in this welterweight championship of the world on Fox pay-per-view on Saturday night at the MGM Grand Garden Arenas. For On the Bench, we're live in Vegas at the MGM on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
The great Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao, boxing's only 8th division world champ, returns to face hard-hitting, undefeated Keith one-time Thurman for the World Welterweight Championship Saturday night, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on Fox pay-per-view, the PBC. Call your cable operator and order the fight. Now, Freddie Roach with us, Manny's trainer, the greatest trainer in all of boxing history. So anyway, now stop. Wait a minute. You just told me the story. This is fantastic. So I don't even know where to begin. When you were a kid, you used to work for Whitey Bulger's crew? What did you do for his henchmen?
Well,
let's get down to business here, Freddie.
Him and Stevie Fleming. I'm an arborist. My dad was an arborist, and I went to school to be an arborist at Norfolk Agricultural High School in Walpole. And I used to do tree work, and then I do their lawns and stuff like that, and make everything look nice. I mean, they paid me for this. And I didn't know who really I was working for at that time. But then when I was 15, I got questioned by the FBI.
What did they say to you?
They said, well, why are you here doing this work?
That's right.
I'm sorry. So the guy's paying me. And then he says, you know, do you know who he is? I says, I have no idea. I said, I do the work. He pays me. You know, that's it. He said, well, who
are
you?
Did they believe you?
Okay. He says, who are you? Who are you? I says, well, who are you? And he says, FBI. I says, maybe this is
And that got your attention.
They got my attention a little bit.
So did you ever know at all after that point? Did you figure out who they were and what?
Oh, 100%, yes, I figured that.
And who did like your dad or anybody tell you what you were dealing with?
Yeah, my dad knew. My dad, they used to use
them. But your dad was involved in them too.
Yeah, they would take him on small jobs because my dad really wasn't a killer. You know,
but he wasn't a killer. But so the one guy, you were telling me the story of the one guy, who was the guy that was in jail for the 40 years?
The rifleman.
He was the guy.
Yes.
So they thought he was a narc or something, and they had to kill him.
Oh, no, that was my Uncle Daggett.
They killed your uncle.
Yeah, he ran the Geneva Cafe.
Why did they kill your uncle? They thought he was a narc.
He had spent 40 years in jail, and then he got caught doing a job.
Right.
And they thought he was going to rat for sure. And
So they rolled him.
So they rolled him, yeah. It's part of the
way. What do you think of that? Like, can you even fathom? Like, we just put photos of you up on Twitter in your arborist days. We have nude photos of you clipping trees, Freddie, in the backyard of Whitey Bulger's house. This is now the greatest interview ever. This is now, Freddie, you have gone to all kinds of new levels here tonight on the bench. I mean, you are rock star status. You've eclipsed that. He's infinity.
No, because Whitey sponsored our boxing team, and then Fleming was on the team.
Whitey also sponsored tonight's Bible study at the MGM that Manny's at right now.
I'm gonna leave that alone.
So let me ask you, what do you think when you see that picture of you from high school that we just put on the internet tonight?
Kind of nerdy a little bit, I guess, but that was really, I was going to the...
But you turned into a gigolo, so what's the difference?
I was going to the prom, you know, and then...
Did you have was your prom date, was she hot or was she fat?
Little fat.
Little fat. I love Freddie. Now, hey. So Fred, what worries you about Keith Thurman?
No, not much. I, you know,
not much.
No, No, because like I've studied his tapes. I think back a while ago he was a pretty good fighter, but you watch his last three fights, and he's degressed. He's fading more and more each time, and the holes are right there. I mean, his defense is terrible. He's a lot slower than he used to be.
Right.
For some reason, I think that he has trouble throwing that right hand. I know he had an injury there. I don't know if that injury didn't get fixed or he just...
Everyone said he was horrible his last fight. But when you saw did you study the Porter fight, the Garcia fight, or the Guerrero fight? Because those were wars.
Yeah, of course. I study all those guys. But one thing about all those guys, they're all Manny Pacquiao's sparring partners.
Oh, really?
Manny's kicking all their asses.
Every one of them.
Yep.
So, you don't think this... What is happening here? Did you see the thing sticking to my leg? Do you think he's... you sound like you don't think he's going to have any problem with this guy at all.
I don't.
You just...
I don't.
So, you're with me on this.
Yeah, you got one time and you got all time.
Yeah. Well, so, are you surprised at all that he's still fighting at this level? Like, I was at the Broner fight with you, and it was like... He beat his ass so bad. It was the worst fight I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it was honestly, I had more fun in my room after the fight. I really did. I did.
But, you know, one thing about Pacquiao, his work ethic is great. His desire is great. And he, like he said the other day, I feel like I'm 22. And, you know, we have an agreement together. Once you show any signs of shortness, of being old,
It's over. Did you?
And me and him have an agreement with that, and he's not even close.
But did he ever walk away from you thinking he could do it on his own and then realize that he couldn't and called you back?
Well,
he crawled back on his hands and knees.
No.
Yeah, he did.
Well,
I saw him.
The thing is,
I have footage.
Because I told Manny, I said, Manny, it's really tough to be a senator and a world championship boxer.
All that political stuff is for femmes.
So,
honestly.
I mean, honestly,
God almighty, what is wrong with this guy? Does he really think he's going to be the president? I mean, he's going to be the president of the Philippines. These kinds of things aren't important. All that matters is not the survival of the people. It's the boxing community that matters.
I agree.
You and I don't have any time for all the problems in his country. All I know is I need him to cover bets for me and beat people's faces in. I mean, honestly, I got $5,000 on this fight on Saturday. I don't have time for, you know, homelessness and taxes and,
you know, a lot
and,
of this
you know, roofs for
lot.
The new... Roost for the new YMCA down in Manila.
You know,
is it Manila where he's from?
No, he lives in Manila now, but we can go down to his house.
Does he like it here in Vegas? Does he still like coming here for fights?
He does like coming here in Vegas, but, I mean, he loves home. I mean, his new house, he has two indoor basketball courts, and it's kind of fun.
So when you see him now, as people say he's too old and everything, you laugh.
I do laugh.
So you think Saturday night is going to destroy this guy? Because you know what I said about him?
I certainly do.
Because, I know my boxing. I think that the guy, I said to Carver High, he's just too experienced in big fights to make mistakes that I see Keith Thurman make every time he fights now. That you even said there's holes. I've seen him make mistakes, and I don't even know what I'm doing. And then I never see Manny do that. In a big fight, he's so versed and experienced that you can't tell me that's not a weapon.
It is a weapon, and I feel he's going to destroy this guy. And, you know, the thing is, I'm already thinking about the next opponent.
And what is he going to – you said the other day he's going to call out Mayweather after this fight. Is that true?
We want Mayweather. I want Mayweather. He wants Mayweather. Mayweather, come on, wake up.
He just won't fight. Is that what it boils down to?
I don't know. He said, I hear he's going to be at the fight, so maybe we'll hear something at the fight.
Do you think that he's that he just doesn't want to fight anymore and he just wants to spend money and get fat?
I think he saw Manny, how good Manny looked in his last fight, and he's a little scared. And then after he sees Manny in this fight, he's going to be really scared.
Did you see him play basketball the other day when the guy dropped him on the ground?
Yes, I did.
That may have been the greatest moment ever.
That was, I mean, you know, he just took the ball away from him. He's
right.
Like, hey, that's my ball.
Freddie on a roll tonight with the bombs he's dropping on the air.
I'm sorry. I mean, honestly.
One
time is legal.
Well, you forgot I don't work for Howard Stern anymore is
right.
What it is.
I'm a little punchy.
Now I work for the Pope at the Vatican Network.
No more. My mother told me not to swear.
I know, and you failed her horribly tonight on the show. Freddie, good luck on Saturday night. Not that you need it. I love you. It's always good seeing you. You're always a blast on the show. You're one of our all-time favorites. You're my man. I love
you. Thank you very much.
All right. Freddie Roach, the one and only, the man. He is an absolute badass with a potty mouth. But that's okay. We still love him. I cuss way more than you, and so do my children.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, we're back in Vegas for Pacquiao Thurman, the welterweight championship of the world on PBC and Fox pay-per-view. Call your cable operator. The fight is Saturday night at the Grand Garden Arena here at the MGM. We're in Sin City at the MGM broadcasting live on CBS Sports Radio. Mafia is back in New York. Who are you working with tonight, Moff?
We have the Mad Hatter.
Oh, the Mad Hatter's in the hizzy. Nice. Also, Carver High's with me here in Vegas. Caleb Plant is fighting Mike Lee for the Super Middleweight Championship on Saturday night as well. So, great fights here in Vegas. I know we're excited about it. Later, coming up here in a little while, we're going to have our good friend, you know him from the network, John Kincaid will join us live here in Vegas at the Media Center. He has come over, I believe, and we're going to find out the story, but I think he's actually vacationing. I could be wrong, but he's got a lot going on, and he's going to take a break from his vacation, apparently, to slide over and get benched. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. Now, I got a really big kick out of Freddie, as usual. Mafia, could you believe the stories he was telling me about Whitey Bulger?
I couldn't. I mean, we've had Freddie on probably 20, 30 times, and somehow that never came up. I don't know how we didn't know that before. That's an amazing story.
Right? So he was clipping his trees in their yard, whatever, for his henchmen. Those guys meant business, dude. I mean, to tell you.
He was clipping their trees, and they were clipping his uncle.
Yeah, you got that right. So I guess, you know, we're not on now. We get back on in Boston on August 5th on EEI 93.7 starting August 5th, like I said. So they yanked us off the hub, and now we're going on EEI coming up here in a couple weeks. So that should be cool that we're not losing that. And why waste time? Look who it is. John Kincaid. I was just mentioning his greatness. It's good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you too, Hanson.
How you doing?
I said, you and Carver went and got 2-for-1 haircuts?
No, but I didn't.
So what was this?
Honestly,
I thought it was First Communion for Carver. I wanted to give him a little envelope.
I get my haircut every 2 weeks. He never gets his haircut.
He got
his haircut done for this trip.
Did he?
Where I, as you know,
yes.
Like you,
keep it
maintain
tight. Yes.
A certain level of sophistication. I go every 2 weeks to two different competing barbers. So I go to two.
Wait a second.
Well, one, let's go. Let's get down to business here.
Okay, let's get down to business.
So one of them, I go to this chick, and
right.
She.
Well, she's not a barber then.
Whatever. She's
I'm like a stylist.
Whatever.
Guess what? I can tell you what she looks like.
Listen,
I can already tell you what she. I can already tell you what she looks like.
You have no idea. You can't even predict it.
I can tell you.
What does she look like?
She is a. I'm saying she is a bigger girl.
No.
Really?
No.
Really?
What ethnicity is she?
I would guess like Greek.
No.
No.
Spanish.
Spanish.
So anyway, she gives me facial massages and hot towels. You know where they wrap the towel around your face?
Wait a minute.
And then when she's done, she puts this like aloe cream on my face, and for like 10 minutes, she massages your like entire face and your temples,
really?
Your forehead.
So is
your
appointment
neck.
Before or after Mr. Krabs?
I mean, it's crazy.
Does he come in usually after you?
No. I don't. Listen, I go to a different place on Dixie Highway down on South Florida.
Exactly.
I don't go to Jupiter. So Jupiter's where the rich people go to get arrested.
Yes, okay.
The golfers.
Yes.
Tiger Woods.
Right, exactly.
Tony La Russa.
Yes, that's where it gets a little dicey for them.
I don't hang out in these types of establishments. So I go to the place because, A, she plays rock and roll music.
Okay, that's good.
In the shop, and she does the – she goes the extra mile.
Yeah, the massaging of your face.
Then I get my feet done.
What?
Wait,
not by her.
By her, I do.
Really?
She does my feet, too, because I play so much basketball.
Right, I see you on the hoops.
And I have damage. I have all kinds of
– do you have bunions?
No, I have foot – I have bone spurs and inflammation. So when I play, my heels swell up.
Okay.
It's awful. So I go to her because she'll massage them for 20 minutes.
Wow.
And, you know, hot water and bubbles and the whole pedicure thing. Like, I don't care about cutting my toenails or painting them. I don't do that. I go for the massage. You know, she just sits there and grinds out my inflammation.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm getting a haircut.
Dude, Shelby is going to have to up her game.
It's only $30 for the whole deal.
God, Shelby cuts my hair, and obviously it's, you know, it's in sports radio, our hair is two of the best.
Very important.
Well, considering we're like a generation of like bald people in our industry.
That you and I have any hair left is a stunning
By the way, Tamino and Cellini will be here tomorrow.
I knew that.
So they will be here tomorrow, neither one of them with a spot of hair.
Not a lot of hair in that group.
No.
Right there.
Neither one have any hair.
No, and so, I mean, it's like, it's everybody
so
in sports radio.
So they do the show together.
They do the show right before Buck and I. So they do
Cellini
the show right before
Domino. And Domino. So I had Domino on the other night, and he told me he was coming to Vegas.
One more thing. Let me tell you this about the Braves.
So the other barber I go to.
Okay.
He does a straight, no bones barbershop experience. Go in, give you the half on the sides.
Okay.
Uptight.
So then what are you going to
tweet
for?
I don't get it.
Why would you skip the foot massage and everything like that? Why would you go to competing barbers?
Well, because the one chick, I got to drive like 15 minutes to see her, and it's out of the way. It's a little inconvenient. So on the day when I'm willing to go do that, it's an hour and a half observation. I'm there for an hour and a half, but the barber is a 15-minute.
You're like in and out.
And it's also a $15 whack as opposed to the $75 you're probably spending at the start.
30, no. It's 30 for the hair and the pedicure.
Now, it's not
but,
like
but
going
this
to...
guy does, for $16, he does a straight 10-minute
really?
Boom, and then he cuts the back, the straight line. He does the shaving cream on
really?
The sides and does the neck. And then he does your eyebrows, and then you're out.
So it's nothing like going to LeBron's
barbershop.
So you're not sitting around talking about politics and everything like that.
Let's get serious now.
Let's really be serious.
But that show,
yes,
you find out their true colors. When they're on that show, you see how dirty mouth they all are.
Oh, yeah.
Because they all play like they're, you know, born-again Christians and fathers and wonderful man of the year in the NBA. But you get them in that barbershop.
F-bomb.
Oh, my God, the language.
It's terrible.
Like, so you know that they're no different than us. Foul-mouthed, racial, evil drunks with dirty potty mouths, and they hate white people.
It was
they get one white guy in there. It's almost like, oh my God, look, there's a white guy on the set.
They had.
I almost fall over when I see a white guy in there.
Well, you got to get invited. I think you have to
Whatever.
Show up.
Whatever.
Look, you shop barbers.
So
obviously, Scotty goes into LeBron's barbershop. That would be every major news outlet would be running with it
so
by
your
11
boy,
o'clock.
Your boy the other day.
Yes.
The Diesel.
Yes. My boy Diesel. Yes, he
is. So the Diesel said that he would not play on a super team if he was still playing.
He would
never do it.
No.
He only wanted to beat people. He didn't want to play with you. He wanted to beat your ass.
He wanted to beat people. And it's funny thing is because
I was watching him tonight in my room. Did you see the Orlando? It was the Orlando series with the Lakers.
Oh, with the Lakers.
They're running it in my room.
Oh, really?
I was just watching a Diesel. He got an and one for Penny, a slap on the wrist, and he like a mosquito.
Not with the Rockets.
No, it was the Lakers Magic series.
No,
it was playoffs.
Hakeem Rockets.
I was watching it in the room.
You're talking about when Shaq was on the Lakers.
When Shaq was on the Lakers.
Oh, okay.
When he was on the Lakers.
Okay, but I don't remember
with Rick Fox.
Oh, okay.
And all those
with
guys.
Ricky. Oh, Ricky's
and
beautiful.
And Gary Payton.
Oh, yes.
I was just watching it.
Shaq is obsessed with competition.
Right.
To this day. And I absolutely believe he would never. First of all, he would never accept an invite. Like, have somebody invite him and say, he'd be like, what are you talking about? I'll do the invite.
How many years now have you done?
4 years.
The show.
We have just had 4 years. We just.
And when do you tape it?
In Atlanta.
Always, because he lives there.
Because he lives in Atlanta. He's going to, a spoiler alert for the Scotty Farrell audience, he will run for sheriff.
Oh, that's right. He's
going to run for sheriff.
Right?
He's going to run for sheriff. I mean, elected office.
In Atlanta.
He's going to run right outside of Atlanta.
In what county?
Clayton, I believe it is.
Clayton County.
And he is, but he is hyper-competitive. We're 4 years in now.
Will he win the job?
He's going to win. If he ran for mayor, I tell him, why wouldn't you run for mayor? Because I said, if you have.
Because he always wanted to be a cop.
Well, he is a cop. He's deputized in Miami.
Right.
He's deputized.
In Wade County.
And he's down in Miami. He's in Orlando. And when you go with Diesel places, like he's part of the fraternity of police.
Yeah, I know.
And he gets, like, you know, we went to the Tonight Show, and I was shocked at all the cops. They in New York, everywhere we went.
So
the cops think of him as one of their brothers.
So you went to do Fallon?
We did went to the Tonight Show.
How was it?
Jimmy was the greatest guy.
Coolest dude.
And Jimmy and I went into a. Oh well.
Oh, is it me?
Yeah, we got to
get out.
Now? Top of the hour. Yeah.
Right, here's the deal. We're going to spend a great exorbitant amount of time with John Kincaid here tonight. Are you? And I don't have time for this, but are you on vacation out here?
Yes.
It's unbelievable. We're going to hear about his vacation next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.